In 1969, a group of black students demanded that University of Pittsburgh administrators prioritize diversity. 90.5 WESA's Sarah Schneider reports that 50 years later, university leaders acknowledge it still faces challenges.
Nearly a year after Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated, the students marked his birthday by taking over a computer room that was vital to Pitt's operation. Other students negotiated with the chancellor for hours until he agreed to their demands to create a black studies program, recruit more black students, and increase the number and stature of black faculty. Alumna Lorna Hubbard says the movement was impactful, but she worries that not enough has changed.
There has to be a remnant of social activists that are willing to take the baton and say, you know what, we can sense some revving up to returning back to some old practices that weren't acceptable 50 years ago, and they're not acceptable now.
When Hubbard was in school, black students made up 0.5% of enrollment. 5 decades later, that number has increased to 5%. Chancellor Pat Gallagher says there are also African-American leaders running the schools of education, engineering, and the sports program.
Not to say that we're done. We're far from done. But those events catalyzed change that is still unfolding with us today.
Alumni commemorated the anniversary of the takeover with songs of hope, including Lift Every Voice and Sing, also known as the Black National Anthem.
Sing.
I'm Sarah Schneider, 90.5 WESA News.